You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. Hi, friend. So today is June 9th, 2020, and I wanted to name the day that I'm recording this, given the fact that things are changing very quickly, a week-to-week basis, and if you listen to this a few weeks or a few months into the future, I just want to frame the conversation around the current climate. We are coming off of one of the most heightened weeks of my lifetime, a true civil rights movement following the death of George Floyd that happened approximately 2 weeks ago now. And emotions are high. Things are very intense. And what I want to say is that there is a spiritual assignment that I do believe that we're all being given right now. So we're going to talk about that. Who would have thought that 2020 could get any crazier? I mean, wow. Talk about a wake-up call. COVID, a global pandemic, where we've all been staying at home for multiple months now. And now the conversation of racism being opened up, unearthed, and being talked about, which, thank God. Thank God it's being talked about. And as protests continue, as at least in my home in Los Angeles, helicopters, sirens, you know, things continue all night long. Most of the streets are boarded up. There is such a sense of unrest, unknowing, fear. And for those of you that are online, the online space, as I am very actively, you know the heightened climate on that space, which I'll be speaking to. So I'm watching a lot of my colleagues and counterparts go silent right now. And there was a movement last week to amplify Black voices in the online space, which is incredible. And I feel called to speak up right now. I feel called to record this podcast, to lead my community, to be a voice of direction in a time where I think a lot of people are feeling lost. I'll just share, a lot of women in my community are feeling a sense of unrest, major anxiety, a fear of feeling paralyzed, not knowing what to do next. So while I'm nervous to record this, I'm nervous to quote unquote get it wrong and say the wrong thing or potentially offend anybody, I am going to use my voice and follow my intuitive nudge that leadership is needed right now. And so, in the wake of this unearthing of conversations around racism, what does it really mean to have white privilege? What is white supremacy really? The reality that we're built into white racism is built into systems, and it is inherent in all of white people, regardless of if we consider ourselves racist or not. These conversations are all blooming, coming up, and I am personally very, very, very grateful for them. I am going through my own education process right now. I am reading books. I am listening to leaders that are leaders in the anti-racist movements, and feel compelled and called to truly open my eyes, to wake up, and to do my part in becoming an ally. I'm going to give some resources on how you can begin that. And I know that for a lot of you that are also on the online space, you've been given the resources. So my encouragement is go and use them, right? It's like everyone has now posted about them. Actually open up the book. Actually listen to the podcast. Enroll in the course. Do the thing to open your eyes and start this work, because as we all know, that this is now a lifelong project. This is now a lifelong learning opportunity. This is a healing that must occur for all of us if we truly desire peace, oneness, and equality for all. It starts within ourselves. It starts with conversations in our home. It starts with conversations with our communities, our parents, generations past, etc. So what I want to speak on today is something that I fully believe in and think I can give a perhaps a lens to, and that is looking at this from a spiritual perspective, where I'm seeing the opportunities. This is not spiritual bypass. This is not saying, oh, we're just all one. This really is a conversation of being willing to go deeper with inside of ourselves to make the change ourselves, and coming from a perspective of if we truly are holding the higher perspective, holding a higher vision of the communities, the world that we want to live in. I feel strongly that this is a conversation of love versus hate, of love versus fear, and that there, the separation that has always existed is being unearthed and has now risen to the surface. And it has risen to the surface because it desires to heal. And for those of you listening to this podcast, I know that you are part of the change. You, as am I, are being called forward. And so what I want to encourage all of us to really anchor into is the love. Is the higher perspective. And then the question becomes, and so how do we get there? You know, coming off of COVID, which who knows if we're even off of it yet, it feels like, does this pandemic even exist? I don't know. I have a lot of questions. What I know for sure is that people are really suffering. People are dying. Unemployment is at an all-time high. The time of this recording, it's hovering right around 15% nationally. I know that domestic abuse has risen tremendously. I know that people's traumas and old wounds are surfacing everywhere. And what I want to share is that there are these waves of fear that are taking you down. If you are feeling paralyzed, shut down, if your anxiety has risen, those are signs that we are, that you are buying into the fear. And I'm not saying that you, that there's not a reason for it. I'm not saying that there's, you know, it's like shit is going down. And what I also know is that the masculine forces, the oppression, the systems that we have, that we've been conditioned by for hundreds of years, are built on keeping people compliant, are built on keeping people in fear. And so for those of us that feel compelled and called to be part of a movement, to be part of the change, to truly live into a higher vision and live an authentic life and a spiritually aligned life, you have to get past the fear. You have to find your voice, and you have to use the anxiety, the feelings that you're moving through right now, the guilt, the shame, the new awarenesses, potentially the anger, the sadness, to fuel you, to move you, to compel you into action. Now, we've been seeing the memes go around. For everybody, the action is going to be different. But as most of you that are listening to this are in some type of leadership capacity, are in some type of, whether you run businesses or homes, the action has to go beyond doing your inner work. That is where it starts. But there is a call and a cry right now to do more. So we are being called to speak up. And to the degree that you're not sure what to say and you're not sure how to move forward, my offering is to first crack open. First, let the feelings move through. I see over and over and over again in my communities, women who know that it's right there, who are like, yes, I'm like, I can feel it bubbling up, but I'm just stuck. Oh, this is the time to let it move. Go get yourself into a breathwork class. Go do the journaling prompts. Go and sweat it out. Feel the pain that's happening. And from that place, shower on the compassion and the empathy and the love, and be gentle and kind to yourself in this process, so that whatever it is that you are meant to do, whether it is speak up on your own podcast or have a team meeting on how you can do things differently, or what does it really look like to have more diversity in your communities, in your clients, I don't have all the answers, but I know that I'm compelled to anchor into my body and to anchor into my heart right now, and to speak from that place and to act from that place, because every single time I try to make sense of what's going on in our world right now, a global pandemic, a civil rights movement, I can't make sense of it from my mind. It's just, it's too much. It is overwhelming. But I can feel it, and I can move from that place, and I can be of service from that place. So those of you that are healers, light workers, that consider yourselves sensitive, empaths, I'm right there with you. Know that not only are you seeing with your eyes, with your ears, what's happening on the streets, in the news, you know, to the degree that you live in a major city, things boarded up, protests happening. You're also, so it's like there is a major charge on a physical level, and then there's also a major charge on an energetic level. So this is not the time to have your head in the sand. This is not the time to bow out and say it's just too much. It really isn't. Like we need you. We need you now. And yes, it is painful. And yes, this is hard. And we no longer can say it's too much. For things to shift and for things to change, we have got to educate ourselves. We have got to know what is happening. And to the degree that you have a passion for homelessness, trafficking, women's rights, women's empowerment, this call for Black Lives Matter is the start for all of that to begin dismantling. So there is a lot of shadow coming out. For those of you that don't know what I mean by that, the shadow work is the darkness. It is that place inside that you feel gross, that you feel icky, that there is shame, there's guilt, the dark side, the things that you don't want to talk about. The shadow is coming up. And this is the work of a spiritual warrior, is to be willing to look at the shadow, to feel the shadow, to transmute the shadow into light. Because what I do know and what I have to believe in is that light will always prevail. If I don't have the faith that light will always prevail, I personally have trouble moving through my days. Like I personally like am not alive in my body. And I believe that with every cell in my being, is that there is a God, there is a higher power, there is a true spiritual unity possible. I don't know if I'll see it in this lifetime, the spiritual unity. I know that there is a God. I know that there is a higher power. And to stand in that faith, to stand in that truth is what is compelling me to speak, to record, to have a voice on this, despite the fear of feeling attacked or feeling being attacked or being told that I'm doing it wrong. This is time to put on our humble hats, to hold a container for the deep levels of oppression and anger that have been there all along. That now that I'm seeing the Black women in my community, there is that like oppressed fight, like that constant fight that I haven't always understood like exactly where it's coming from. And so for me to continue doing my mission in this world, which truly is to elevate the consciousness of women, I believe that we are the gatekeepers. I believe that we are, as the providers of life, as the givers of life, of the mothers, the ones that run the home, it is our job to bring the spiritual work and bring the spiritual essence into our home and into our communities and to be connected and to truly use our vessels to listen, to evolve, to take spiritual acts. So as that is my mission, I feel empowered. Like, knowledge is powerful, and not in a way, it's like, to truly feel empowered, we then can act. Okay? So I want you to notice a couple things. Where is your resistance? Where are you finding yourself going, this is too much? I don't know. When are things going back to normal? I just want things to be okay. I just want to be over this, right? Where are those pieces inside of you? And it's not to judge them inside of yourself. It's just to notice. It's okay to not feel good. It's okay to have this feel hard. It is hard. And it's also okay to feel empowered and to feel hopeful and to be in a loving, residing in loving in this moment. That is, like, we need more of that. We need you to move through the lower level vibrational energies of fear, guilt, shame, paralyzation, so that you can rise up into the faith, trusting, gratitude, joy, an integrated space of feeling compelled to take action, compelled to take inspired action, to do what's needed now, right in this moment, for Black lives, and also to do what's right for your homes, for your communities, for your clients, to speak up, to have voice, to bring women together, to educate, to be a leader. The feminine is rising. She is breaking through old barriers. And the resistance that we're feeling to this, the resistance that's creating more separation, is the shadow side of the masculine. Are the places that we want to remain at status quo. So, like Malcolm Gladwell talks about in The Tipping Point, as more people awaken to their truth, as more people rise up inside of themselves and have more light and feel more and have more consciousness, the darkness will have more resistance to maintain status quo. So this is not the time for you to shut down. This is not the time for you to back down. This is the time for you to continue shining and be willing to look, be willing to do the shadow work. So get yourself a therapist. Get yourself into Align Higher. Get yourself into whatever programs you need, whatever support you need in this moment. Because we all need to double down on our support, on our self-care, maintaining our nervous systems, knowing how to both hold a vision of our futures, both personally and as a collective, and to also be with and hold a container for the deeper feelings and to not resist them any longer. Here are three action steps to discuss, to educate yourself more on the anti-racism movement, what is being called for us at this time. The first, if you go to the website, Anti-Racism for Beginners, even if you're not a beginner, I believe that there's a lot of content there, a lot of several books, podcasts, movies, things to take action on right now. I'm currently reading White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. And the third action step that I want to offer to you is look at what's most important. We can't do it all. So first and foremost, look at how you want to show up for the anti-racism call to action right here in this moment. And then beyond that, what's important to you? Do you feel called to awaken and get yourself educated? Is it politics? Is it homelessness? Is it anti-trafficking? We're being called. Let's do our inner work. Let's take outer action. Let's show up for ourselves. Let's show up for our sisters. Let's show up for our communities. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm holding a container. Of love, of a rising up, of aligning to the truth of who you are, and to have the courage to take action from that place.